Of course, sometimes we eat soup with a little larger spoon. It's kind of a middle-sized spoon in there, you know, not a big spoon, but a little larger than a teaspoon. It's a little better to eat soup with sometimes. Sometimes we use that. Sometimes we don't. Most of the time, we just eat with a teaspoon.
So after you eat, I guess your wife washes the dishes.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
What does she do after she washes? Does she get the soap off? How does she do that?
Oh, we drain them there. We got some things that we drain them on in the sink. She just, we got a double sink, you know, a double sink that we wash the dishes. She puts the hot water in one side, mixes her soaps and everything in there, and then washes them, and she fills the other side full of hot water, just boiling water right out of the hydrant. And she just, when she washes them, just dumps them over in that hot water, and that scalds them, and she takes them out of there and puts them in a draining thing that drains a little thing that sits up on the cabinet there, and the water drains back in the sink, you know, in a thing, stack the plates and things up in it. And that scalds them. She just takes them out of the hot soapy water and puts them right into clear boiling water, you know. Oh, that is, I say boiling. It's hot. It's real hot. And that scalds them and disinfects them, you know. And then brings them and puts them away. Got a cabinet there. She puts them in.
Well, does she have some kind of little cloth or rag or something that she washes them with? Or?
Oh yeah. Have a dish rag, and then have a cup towel. A nice clean cup towel that she dries them with after they drain. They don't really need drying hardly ever. If they scald in that real hot water and you stand them up in that thing that you drain them with, they'll dry themselves mostly, but she usually takes them and rubs them a little before she puts them up.
Well, now, in the bathroom, do you have some kind of rag or cloth there that you wash your face with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have wash rags, regular wash rags. We got a whole bunch of those wash rags.
Each one
has his own wash rag. Well, of course, we don't. We have... Each one has his different towel racks and washes with his individual wash rag. But of course, when they put in the washing machine, while me and the boy, we just put all ours in the washing machine together. Of course, Hattie keeps her towel separate, you know, back there. But our towels all stays in there in the same place. But when we get them and while we're using them, while I use mine and he uses his, you know, while we're using them, of course, when we go to wash them, we just go put them all in the same washing machine, you know, and then we just get us a new set then the next time we go to bathe. And we have a little rag about 8 or 10 inches square for the wash rag, and then of course we have the towels of all sizes, you know, just kind of warm.
Well, now there's a hydrant, you know, in the sink, the double sink you have in the kitchen. But do you have something like that out in the yard?
Oh yeah, we have several of those in the yard.
What do you call them out there?
Hydrants and faucets.
Is that the same thing?
Faucet and hydrant, same thing to me. It's just a place that you unscrew to let the water out.
When you were farming, did you ever like take some water out with you in the field?
Oh yeah, lots of times, all the time.
Would that have a little knob on it to let the water come out?
No, not in my early days. Of course, we finally got to where we did a thermos jug. But in my days, it'd just take it in an old, the way we had to do to keep the water kind of cool. We had an old jug, just a gallon glass jug. And we'd take this burlap sack, tow sack we call them, you know, and wrap around it, just a big, big wad of it around it, thick sack, wrap it all the way around it. And when we'd fill up the jug, we'd wet that sack with water, you see. We'd take it out and set it in the shade around where we was working. And that moisture from that sack would keep that water cool. It wouldn't get hot like it would. If you just set it out there in that old glass jug, it'd get nearly so hot you couldn't drink it, hardly. And that's what we used and drank right out of the jug. I mean, if there were two or three working there, it would break out the same jug, you know, just go to the end of the row and pick up the jug and hand it to him. He'd drink and you'd drink and the other fella drank.
But later on, you say you had those thermos things?
Oh, yeah, we finally got those here in the last few years. We have a thermos jug with a little spout on the end, you know, and of course we had ice to put in it too, you know, and so on. But there wasn't no ice back in those early days, you know, to put in it, no way.